This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Bill Clevenger joins us, the executive director of the Decatur Park District. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Ready to get outdoors and enjoy nature. Study after study, we've talked about this. This simple hack to life, what's been around forever, is back again with a vengeance, getting outdoors. What did you guys see over the weekend as far as participation and people out enjoying the parks?
Packed parks, Brian. A look at normality again, if you saw some of the pictures or if you had an opportunity to get out to Scovel Park and participate in the Easter egg hunt, that's kind of maybe a glimpse into what we might get to here in the very near future if we're all vigilant and keep paying attention to our protocols and that kind of thing. Maybe we can look forward to a great summer and see all of our facilities open up, and maybe they'll be somewhat limited, maybe they won't be. We don't know the answer to that question right now, but we're sure looking at, with weather like this, we're sure looking at the great outdoors, that's for sure.
All right, and when you got together for the thing at Scovel Zoo, you know, what was the turnout like, a participation, that kind of thing over the weekend?
Well, actually, the participation, we had to run waves, which when you look at the protocols for that, there were waves of less than 50 in each wave, and we had several hundred kids out there. So just something that we could see as that glimpse with, you know, Ken Fry and our staff at the zoo. In addition to the Easter egg hunt, the zoo itself was really busy. So we're going to see things kick off here. And with a day like yesterday, can you ask for anything better than that?
No, not at all. And I know they do an excellent job of doing all the things that they need to do to provide that opportunity for the community. Yet I would imagine it's pretty tough for you guys. I mean, you have to, like, I mean, if not daily, certainly weekly, be looking at things. And clearly, not all that long from now will be the opening of the Devon Amphitheater and so many other things. And you're just, you don't really know what 4 weeks from now looks like or 6 weeks from now looks like with the availability of vaccines. Vaccines improving and people able to get fully vaccinated. I'm assuming you're just going week by week.
We go week by week, day to day, because sometimes things change. It's more than every week. It might change every 2 or 3 days. But right now we're looking at what it's going to look like as a full summer and what it's going to look like at a 50% summer and how we're going to react to those. We're by the way, Brian, we're hiring. If individuals out there, particularly young people, are looking for summer jobs, Decatur-Parks.org, go to the employment section, yeah, and fill out your application and join us at one of those venues for the summer, Splash Cove. You know, it'll take 60, 70 lifeguards out there, Brian. So it's going to be a pretty good size operation. It takes a lot of young people to help us out there.
All right, walk me through Lakeshore Landing, and as of right now, and realizing all of it is probably subject to change, but what does that look like as far as the opening of all of the things that there are to do at Lakeshore Landing? What does it all look like right now today?
Well, right now we're open at Overlook Adventure, the mini golf course, the ropes course, the batting cages. All those are open, and they're coming back. Probably weren't as well attended as the zoo in Scovel Park, but good attendance at those facilities this weekend. Memorial Day weekend, we'll see Splash Cove come to life. The construction project right now, on target. Things look really good there. Give it some good weather, and when you pour concrete, good weather is a blessing for you, so that'll continue this week, and hopefully by early May, we'll be ready to start training lifeguards and get ready to be functional for the summer. The Devon right now, our first concerts at this point in time are scheduled for the weekend before the 30th of May, and then we'll roll right into summer there with a full schedule of activities this summer down there. We have on the agenda for Wednesday's board meeting, renewing our agreement for the Tandemonium bicycles, but also for the pedal boats. So a number of things are just rolling out here around Memorial Day weekend or the weekend before that. Some of the parks already open, so people can get out and take advantage of that. So Lakeshore Landing's really, really come to life. You know, Brian, you look back to, 2010, we started that planning process for the redevelopment of the lakefront and the former golf course. And you remember those conversations that well, this will never happen. It's like every other plan. It'll be on the shelf, and it'll never happen. Well, fast forward to 2021, and Lakeshore Landing is coming to life, is alive, and doing pretty well, I would say.
If you look at the east end of town, you know, as a destination place, you know, even to people who live outside of our community, you think about how you can't even do all of it in a weekend. You think about all of the new additions to the Children's Museum, and they're going to be open again for the first time in a year. We'll have them on the air tomorrow. If you look at Scoville Zoo and all the additions there and the new train, you look at Overlook Adventure Park and everything you just mentioned, you look at the amphitheater, the new Splash Cove, it is a pretty amazing run. Over the last decade, all of that just created brand new. I mean, it's an unbelievable destination place for people from all over Central Illinois.
We are absolutely unique in Central Illinois as a park district, and our community gets to use it, take advantage of it every day, and we invite Central Illinois to come and see us as well. And it creates that opportunity to visit Decatur and see what we have to offer as a community.
Yeah, and how about golf? You know, we're going to head to Augusta for the Masters after that really weird doing it in the fall. It's back where it needs to be in April. And I know the early golf numbers look very promising as well.
They sure do. I think we're up right now, year to date, we're up about 6,000 rounds over last year. So we're hoping that this year we can maintain that momentum and keep golf moving forward. We did at Red Tail Run last week. We had our environmental burn, so you'll begin to see those grasses come back to life now. Conservation District really, really does us a huge favor every year and helps us out with that. And by the way, Brian, I can't let this opportunity go by to offer our condolences to the family of Richie Wolf and one of our colleagues in the parks and conservation profession and all the staff and board members at the Conservation District. They've been a great partner, and our condolences go out to them on the passing of Richie Wolf.
There is no doubt about that. Nick and I will have a little bit more on that when we get done talking today. Just a tragedy, and he was supposed to be on the air with us on Friday morning, and just hard to understand for sure. But they do an amazing job in our community, and as you just said, complete condolences to his family. We haven't talked a lot about the arts. That continues to go on. The airport, the mayor brought up something I'd forgotten about. You know, we had... if you remember back in March, you know, the big day where the new airline was arriving and there was a flight to Chicago. And it's the last gathering of a group of people that I recall right before everything shut down. Here we are more than a year later. How is the airport doing?
Well, air travel is beginning to show signs of coming back to life. As you can see, both locally and nationally, air travel's picking up again. Again, we have mask requirements, vaccination. I don't know what that's going to look like going forward as far as vaccination cards and so forth go, but air travel is picking up again. We're seeing a reflection of the national trend. While our numbers, we're certainly not filling aircraft right now, we're beginning that slow, steady climb back to where we had hoped to be. You know, a year ago, you're right, that was probably the last of the major type gatherings, and big aircraft looking forward to that regional jet, and then the pandemic and air travel just basically came to a halt. So we're looking forward to seeing that climb again in a safe way this summer. Hopefully, we'll be back to that level where people be able to hop on this aircraft and get to Chicago and get to the rest of the world. I just talked to a couple the other day who went to the West Coast, and they said they hopped on here in Decatur. They'd never done that before, hopped on here in Decatur, and they said it was absolutely wonderful. They actually changed airlines in Chicago. Baggage went right to the other airline, and off they went to the West Coast. So we are connected to the world on a larger aircraft.
I can tell you that the return trip is the most important part of that, because there is nothing better than landing at the Decatur airport. Your car is like 30 seconds away. The luggage comes right out and you're home in 10 minutes. There is nothing better on the return side of that convenience.
You got that. That is absolutely a true benefit of flying out of your hometown airport, because any place in Decatur, you can be home in 15, 20 minutes, even from the outreaches. So fly Decatur. We have a great aircraft for you now. Get to Chicago, and you can see the world from Chicago.
No doubt about it. I mean, you drive to Chicago. I don't understand the thought process on this. I really struggle with it. I haven't flown in over a year, but when I fly, I always go out of Decatur, because you're talking about a three-hour drive to Chicago, right? You're talking at least $60, if not probably more, to park your car. You're talking about shuttles and all kinds of endless lines even to get back to your car, and then a three-hour drive home.
And that three-hour drive could easily be 4 hours plus,
absolutely,
depending on construction and all the delays that are going on in the Chicago area now. So when you factor all that in, it kind of makes it an easy choice, doesn't it?
Absolutely. For me, it's a no-brainer. All right, what about the arts? What will look different this year in that area?
Well, I think right now we're getting back to a sense of in-person classes, where our classes are coming back to life again. Megan, she just does a phenomenal job for us over there. I think you're going to see the summer programs, that you normally see perform and things like that. You're going to see those summer programs come back to life. And again, depending on what our guidance is and where we go with all the operational guidelines, we're looking forward to a summer that looks like maybe it did over a year ago.
Yeah, no doubt. Sorry, I have my microphone up. That doesn't happen very often. I'm happy to hear all of it. We still have to be – we can't spike the football on the 20-yard line. We still got a little ways to go here. But we're starting to claw our way back and get back to normal. And I know that you guys treat this very seriously and you're doing it in a very safe way. But, man, it's nice to talk to you on this Monday, knowing that the parks were full of people, the zoo had a crowd. You guys were able to do the critter egg hunt and all the things that we are all clamoring for. So, Bill, great job, and we appreciate you. Bill Clevenger from the Decatur Park District, who's only going to be on the job, by the way, through September. I noticed on their website at decatur-parks.org they have the vacancy for executive director, and they're accepting applications we're due April 2nd. And so there will be there's an election tomorrow. They've got two incumbents that are running. There's a third challenger for those two seats, but that board will now start working out that process.
Yeah, I mean, a longtime staple, Bill, and you got
to. There's something to be said about consistency. I got to tell you, if you just add up the number of city managers and superintendents of DPS 61 over the tenure of his time at the Park District, you would come up with a staggering number.
Oh, no question. I think that Bill's got this optimistic vibe, hoping to get the needle pointing forward, which I think it is, forward and up on the way out. And, things are really coming on board for them. And, starting with the Easter egg hunt and the zoo being open, and, that water park gonna finally open its doors to people. And, I mean, just step by step, all the cool amenities. And you said it so well, Brian. You can't do everything in a single weekend now anymore. You just can't.
No, and if you go back 10 years, the Children's Museum was there and the zoo was there, but it's almost unrecognizable,
right,
if you go back 10 years and think about what's there now. New exhibits, new train, new sculpture park, new huge addition to the Children's Museum, all of those things. And then you look at, oh, yes, by the way, Overlook Adventure Park and the ropes courses and the miniature golf and, the eateries and now Splash Cove. I mean, that has become a destination place.
Yeah, we didn't even mention that you could take in a concert probably both nights while you're here for the weekend.
I mean, absolutely.
You can almost bank
plan
on
it in and around your entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I think about the happy place that is the Devon Amphitheater. Year one was like, and then year two was a you know, a scratch. And so year three, I think, will be more like year one, right? Like almost like a brand new discovery of being able to do that again. Bill mentioned the passing of Richie Wolf. I got to tell you that this was an incredibly tough thing, and our thoughts and prayers are with the family and all the people with the Conservation District. I did see the story in the Herald Review. Karen Schneller, who is a dear friend and someone I think so much of, speaking on behalf of their board, and that they're going to be meeting Monday to make some short-term decisions on running the district. This was just out of the blue. And so tragic, just incredibly tragic. And Richie had been kind enough, although the media, I don't think, was his favorite thing to do. You know, when we early on kind of started to see about people getting back out into nature, or that being maybe the only outlet that people had all the way back at March of last year, Richie was kind enough to come on and be on the air with us every month. We always enjoyed that. I remember like it was yesterday last summer when we had our truncated version of sort of the Hot 25 and going out to Rock Springs and doing the interview with him. Sweetest guy. It just got awful. So I would extend, and I know, Nick, you feel the same way because you get a different chance to talk to somebody when we have them on the air, meaning you're prepping the interview or setting up the interview when people call in. Just awful.
Man, it makes me really sad. And I just got to say that, you know, in meeting Richie when he used to come on to the afternoon show when I was on the Eric Lee show, and then, you know, like you said, talking to him for a few minutes before he comes on air, of many of the people that I've ever met in my life, his passion about the thing, his station where he was at, was infectious to me. I mean, you know, all the trees are just looking great, you know, in his soft voice, and you'd look out the window and man, the trees just look a little bit better because he pointed them out. And I really had a lot of respect for him and his kind heart. And it's very sad. And I'm sorry that, you know, his family is grieving right now.
46 years old. As I mentioned, was supposed to be on the show on Friday with us. When I learned Thursday mid-morning that he had passed. So incredibly sad.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.